Can't get enough of the podcast? Lucky for you, our video IQ platform on adorebeauty.com.au houses thousands of articles on skincare, makeup, haircare, and more. Plus, you can find a heap of video tutorials, ingredient spotlights, and brand breakdowns on our YouTube channel. Just click on Beauty IQ in the menu bar of the website or app, or search Adore Beauty on YouTube for more beauty content.
Adore Beauty acknowledges First Nations people as the traditional owners across the lands and waters of Australia. We recognise and pay our respects to elders past, present and future whose lands were never ceded. Welcome back to Beauty IQ, the podcast. I'm your host, Hannah First.
And I'm your co-host, Melissa Mason.
So, OG listeners of the podcast will know I have a lot of sleep problems.
Yeah.
When I was really young, this was years ago, I went to like a sleep specialist and they call it night owl, but really it's called sleep onset phase disorder.
Oh, okay.
So basically my body wants to go to sleep later, like any night owl. I don't want to go to sleep at 10 or 11. My natural response is like 2, 3, 4 a.m.
Wow.
Like my body clock is so far ahead of like the norm. And the issue with that is workplaces just really haven't caught up to this disorder and they really don't care, actually.
I was going to say that the issue is that you are then functioning on 2 hours sleep.
So it's been a battle my whole life to be normal, as in to like to live in the normal
world. Yeah.
And to wake up at normal times and wake up at 7 or 8 even. So my mum told me the other day that there was this documentary on SBS. It's called Australia's Sleep Revolution with Dr. Michael Mosley. It was amazing. Anyone that's got any sleep issues, he's a medical journalist. He's also a chronic insomnia sufferer. And he basically goes into this sleep treatment program. It's been developed by Flinders University Sleep Institute. It's like a kind of world first. And they basically do like a plan for each person. And I had already heard about light therapy. So I had already heard that you should go outside.
Yes, yes.
Like in the morning, you go outside and get sunlight in the eyes so that it resets your circadian clock.
Yes.
So you've heard about that.
I've heard about that. And then I've also heard that is it red light at night is good.
I think you're meant to avoid any screen light, which I don't do. So I'm the worst. I do everything you shouldn't do as a person that struggles with sleep. Everything that you shouldn't do, I do.
Yeah.
I get into bed too early and I watch screens all night. Like I'm the worst.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to make one change. And the thing that came up in this show was there was a night owl like I am that was having a lot of problems going to sleep to then get up for work. And they prescribed her these, like, have you heard of light therapy where you have like a light beside the bed?
No.
Okay, so you can get these light lamps that you can look at in the morning, which is like looking at the sunlight.
Oh, yes, yes,
but
yes.
But I was like, I'm not going to sit in, I'm always rushed in the morning.
Yeah.
Every morning is stressful for me trying to get to work. They'd given her these light therapy glasses. So I paused the video.
Yeah.
And I like tried to zoom in. And then I ended up finding them on Amazon, the exact glasses. And I recently went away with my family for Easter. Every morning I would come into the breakfast room and I'd be wearing the glasses. And everyone was just like, what is going on? So I'm going to show you them.
Okay, yeah, because you've got – so just for everyone listening, Hannah's opening a huge
– Huge box.
What are those games where you put the thing on your eyes?
Oh, VR.
Except there's nothing in the front.
So I'm going to turn them on. So I turn them on here.
And they don't look like they're doing anything, but yep.
So I wear these for an hour. They have a timer. Can
you see? You look like you're in a sci-fi movie. Like,
yeah.
It looks like it's giving Star Wars.
And Nick had to drive me to work the other day and I wore them in the car. And I wonder what people must think. Do you want to have a look at them?
Yes, I want to put them on. So these, you wear them in the morning.
In the morning for an hour as soon as you wake up.
To help you
reset your, to get to sleep earlier and wake up earlier.
It's quite comfortable.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of light. Like, there's a green light in my eyes. Why green?
It's from Flinders University.
I don't know. I just like the glasses.
I don't know.
Shut up, Mel.
They're the Flinders University. They're called Retimer and they've developed those glasses.
Oh, damn.
They weren't cheap, but you know, I'll pay anything to sleep.
Yes, exactly. Well, I love them for you. I don't think I'm going to be investing, but love them for you.
Has it helped?
Yes.
Significantly?
Yes. I've got to fix all my other sleep hygiene issues.
Yeah.
I'm so unhygienic.
You're like, I'm just going to sit on my phone for 4 hours before bed, but these will fix everything.
iPad. Even brighter light than a phone YouTube. So I've got some other things to fix, but these are definitely helping and giving me hope.
Love that.
Anyway, what is on today's episode, Mel?
Well, we've got a great one today. We have Adore Beauty's funniest product reviews, which I can't wait for. Also, Sadaf is back with her top 10 budget picks. And of course, the product we didn't know we needed. I'm obsessed with this cringy Adore Beauty's funniest product reviews. I love a funny product review.
Sometimes I look at reviews and I think you should have been a writer. You're so creative. Yes. On this podcast, we were reading like some viral Amazon review about a vibrator. It was honestly like this person should be an erotic novelist. They should be writing fairy porn.
Yes.
Is that what you call
porn? Fairy porn. Yes. I thought you were going to mention the Amazon review that went viral that was a sex swing. But this man had reviewed it for putting his dog in, his big Labrador, to cut the Labrador's nails. Because, like, Labradors are obviously big and they have, like, tiny little dog pouches that you can put, like, chihuahuas in to cut their nails. But this guy was like, I could never find one big enough for my dog. He's like, I know this isn't the intended purpose for this swing, but it really works if you've got a Labrador. So iconic. But look, let's get going. I'm going to start. So this is for Royal Throne's Poo-Pourri Royal Flush Toilet Spray.
Poo-Pourri.
Poo-Pourri. So it's like a toilet spray that you spray in the tush.
Yep.
Love using this when I have guests over but have to take a deuce. I think bring back calling doing a poo, taking a deuce. Iconic.
So this is the K18 leave-in mask. Look, for the price, I'm not going to lie. I was expecting a modern day miracle. It ain't no miracle, but it certainly does help. I've noticed my breakage isn't happening as often as it was, and I feel like it's more manageable. I find it more convenient to use an Olaplex. So for that reason, I can be more consistent with it.
So it's like, it's kind of good, but it's not good.
No, I think it's like the, which I agree with, it you know, the word miracle, like miracle product. So that you expect a miracle and it's still really good.
Yes.
But it's not like Jesus.
Yes.
Like it's
like,
you know,
it's like, what's the definition of miracle?
Yeah.
Here?
Like, yeah. Yes. I think it's a miracle product, but that's just me.
Okay. This is Nice Essence, the brand. I'm from Mugwort Essence. So I actually agree with this review. Ready? Thought it was something to do with Harry Potter, but not really. The packaging is, however, cool. A nice essence that's beneficial to the skin and calms sensitive skin nicely. I also read that and
I have to read this, what this product is.
Mugwort. So Mugwort for anyone listening, which I think they've combined muggle, which is a Harry Potter term.
I'm from Mugwort. It's an essence called I'm from Mugwort.
Yes.
Ah. So this person thought they were buying some sort of like Harry Potter product.
Turns out it was just really good for sensitive skin.
Just a regular essence. All right. So this is the Laneige Lip Sleeping Mask. Okay. I was hesitant about spending this much on a lip balm, but here we are and I'm a total convert. It stays on for a long time, smells delicious. If I wear it to bed, my lips still feel moisturized in the AM. I haven't found a lip balm like this before, so we'll certainly be repurchasing. I love this bit. It's also kiss proof, in brackets, life, laugh, love, etc.
She means live, laugh, love, right? Like those signs that you can have in your house. Kiss proof. I've never tried it for kissing.
No, neither have I.
I feel like I would just transfer onto Tom's lips and then he'd just look all glossy and sticky. Actually, he does love when I put lip balm on at night and then you do your little goodnight kiss and he's like, ooh, got a little extra treat for my lips. All right, I've got the Ordinary Glycolic Acid 7% Toning Solution, a product we all know and love. Holy Grail, 5 stars. This does wonders for my smelly underarms and I use it occasionally on my face.
So good. Yes, do you know why? Because I used to use this as a fake tan remover.
Oh, did you?
Because it's so cheap. It's a huge bottle. It's not expensive. Okay. You can use it to exfoliate any part of your body, underarms included.
Yes, and we know that you love an underarm exfoliation.
And also to do your elbows after fake tanning.
Oh, my gosh, like, this is genius. Yeah, I'm going to buy this.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love that. Good patchy tan remover and underarm exfoliator. This is funny. This is the title of their review. The OG MVP goat hair tool. That's a lot. OG MVP goat.
That's every acronym for good.
The best. Yeah. The best. Yeah. My dear mother gifted me a GHD for my 20th birthday. Bless you, Mum XX. I'm now 35 and that straightener is still going strong.
No.
I've tried many other brands and absolutely nothing compares to this. I will repurchase GHD when my current one bites the dust. Can be known to wrench hairs out of your head. That's maybe because it's 15 years old.
I was like, wait, where's this going?
So I'm assuming that this is like an old GHD from 15 years ago, yeah. Which I'm assuming that the technology has improved.
I definitely think it has, as anyone who uses hair straighteners knows.
Yes. However, what she's alerting people to is that the actual tech lasts.
It's kind of like, you know how like they always say cockroaches will live on forever even after a nuclear disaster? Really, I think it's going to be hair straighteners.
Yeah.
I'll just keep going. All right. This is Smile Makers the Billionaire, which is a vibrator. Left me shaking, 5 stars. This device no doubt saved my sex life. I am an 86-year-old woman. Woohoo! Yes, girl,
oh my
get
God,
it.
I love this.
My husband passed away 3 months ago. Ever since then, the hoo-ha has been a bit shriveled up. Before then too, if I'm being honest. But this device made me as wet as a waterfall. Lovely device. Highly recommend XX Beth. Beth, you absolute
we love you, Beth.
Gun. I want to be Beth. I want to know Beth. I want a Beth in my life. I'm obsessed. It has so much going on in it. There's so many factors that I can't
like,
get
like, I'm
over.
Sad and then I'm happy.
Yeah.
I feel very emotionally confused right now.
The roller coaster of emotions. Oh, Beth. That's my favorite so far. Obsessed.
This is another vibrator.
Okay.
This is the Love Honey Mon Ami Pleasure Air Rose. The title is I Saw God. So I got one of these. I literally thought I'd have to die with it because it's so wonderful. I had visions of my bestie finding me dead from multiple orgasms. Highly recommend. I swear. See, I feel like these people could write romance novels.
I know. I agree. I think so too. I also love how vibrators, because orgasms are so great, vibrators lead you to write these reviews that are like so like you go back into that moment. You're back there.
Yeah.
You're seeing God's face again. Also, I just love the idea of her, like her best friend coming in
finding
and she's perished from orgasm and she's just holding this vibrator.
That is the start of a book. Definitely.
That is the start of a book. Did she die from orgasm?
Or has there been like a murder mystery? Yeah.
All right, here's my last one. Loving Tan 2-Hour Express Dark. Obsessed with this fake tan, FYI. That's my review, everyone. This is all caps. Everything in this is
everything
caps.
Everything is caps.
Everything is
all
caps.
All caps.
Stop thinking about it. Add to cart and check out. So I'm going to kind of yell it because that's how I'm reading it. OMG. Girls, you must try this. Full stop. Gorgeous pink packaging. No weird tan smell. No orange color. No streaks when applying. I could even go out. Hardly no transfer onto clothes, sheets, or my kids when they hug me. 3 exclamation marks. Completely dry in a couple of minutes. No sticky feeling. Feels as if nothing is on you. Formula must be so light and thin. Deep dark tan that looks so brown and natural. When you wash off, it's still dark. OMG, yes. Easily
it's
removed with
still
with
going.
Tan removal
it's
mitt.
Still going.
Move on to over Bondi Sands. You've been upgraded. My favorite is I could even go out. It's like what you would read on the back. I think they should just remove their back of their packaging and put that.
If she was a copywriter, my only notes
yeah, okay.
as the person briefing this copy yeah. in is too many caps maybe and too many exclamation points. But otherwise.
10 out of 10.
You've sold everyone.
You've sold me.
Okay. This is the COSRX Advanced Nail 96 Mucin Power Essence.
Oh, yes. Everyone loves this one.
This is funny already. Thanks, snails, for whatever it is you're adding to this serum. I have glossy, bouncy, hydrated, and more clarified skin because of you slippy suckers. One of the staples in my routine now. Thanks to the snails.
Thank you, snails. The snails definitely own that business. It's got like a snail CEO sitting there reading this thing like, thanks for the shout out.
Well, that is a reminder for everyone. Go and write
yes.
some reviews.
Write
your best review.
Bring this back. Well, the Beauty IQ Uncensored listeners have spoken. We have heard you. You want more product recommendations. So we brought in Senior Beauty Editor Sadaf back to take us through the top 10 budget picks on Adore Beauty. Hello, Sadaf.
I love budget picks.
Who doesn't love budget picks? Yay, we all budgets. Love a good we all need a budget right now.
Yeah, so you brought a bag of stuff with you.
I have. There's a lot.
And let's start, I think, with definitely skincare. Oh,
okay, yeah. Let's start with skincare. Now, there's a lot to get through, so we'll dive in. Hada Labo. I'm sure you guys have heard of the OG that sells, I don't know if it's 10 seconds or every 10 really? Seconds or 1 minute in Japan. It's that popular. Wow. It's just really good for hydrating. If someone's looking for an affordable standalone hyaluronic acid for every day, mm-hmm. it's perfect. Now they've brought out this one, part mm-hmm. of their red range.
Is the red range the actual name for the range, or are we just
the
saying?
Range? Okay. No, it is the actual the name for the range. So just so people don't get confused, but the reason it is Ooh. That is because it now includes retinol, but retinol that's gentle enough to use every day. Mm-hmm. So for those maybe who want a hyaluronic acid but are also kind of interested in age management, this is a really good one to wear every day.
So this is their super hydrator.
Yes, yeah, super hydrator, and that one's only $40. And look at how big that bottle is.
That's huge. Yeah, budget for me. Equals it might be a higher price, but if I've got a lot of the product,
so it's exactly essence texture,
kind of essence texture
similar to the OG.
Yes, it's still got the three hyaluronic acid weights in there, but it's got the added collagen and retinol, so that's perfect for those who want to, you know, look after age management. Now, the Hailey Bieber cream, have you guys heard of this?
Yes,
Avène Sickle Fate. This has been around forever. You, as a beauty ed, would have known. I love this about cream. This. Yes. Everyone loves this cream. Mm-hmm. It is rich, but don't let that fool you. It's still good for sensitive skin types, but it's had its moment in the spotlight recently because of Hailey Bieber. Yeah. So this is one of those TikTok products that's kind of like worth your money.
Yeah.
This is the mini one that we have, but have a swatch. As you can see, I know how you can describe it. It's quite thick.
Yeah. To me, this is another version of La Roche-Posay Cicaplast. It's exactly. like the other one. Like if you're not a Cicaplast fan, you're probably going to be a fan of this product.
Yeah. So it's suitable for sensitive skin types. Like you said, similar to Cicaplast. If you've got an angry barrier, it's good for that. It's soothing. It's got that Avène thermal spring water in there. It's got like a nice protective film for the barrier as well, but that also means it layers quite nice under makeup as well. So yeah, as we inch kind of closer towards the colder months, yeah, again, like you said, if you're not a Cicaplast fan, this is a really great one to
because
try.
Because I feel like this one is a bit easier to spread. It's a better daytime.
Yes, good one.
Option, if you like, yeah.
Definitely. How do you like the feel of it, Hannah?
Yeah, no, I've used this.
You I love really it? Like, yep, you like I it? I really like it. Amazing. I really didn't think anything could rival this, and I still use this a lot. So this is CeraVe Hydrating Foaming Oil Cleanser, which is such one of the most affordable and high-performing cleansers I guarantee you will ever use in your life. It gets everything off, like your makeup, sunscreen, everything. It's not tingly around the eyes if you're sensitive, which I am. And then the new fave for me is the Bioderma Micellar Cleansing
She's
Oil.
She's used 3/4 of the bottle.
Yes. Yeah, and I've already ordered like 2 more in my staff order. And this is really good for a gentle clean, like if you have sensitive skin, it gently wipes everything off, but it's just such a lovely texture and melts everything off. And it's, if you're a cleansing oil person, which I know not everyone is, you need to try these two.
They're good for like, is it like your pre-cleanse kind of get rid of your sunscreen,
exactly,
get rid of your makeup.
And then you can go in for your double cleanse. I actually don't need to double cleanse with a CeraVe one. With the Bioderma one, I actually just use this to get everything off. And then the OG Cult Micelle water, I put that in a cotton round and then just get excess like mascara and everything off. And that's all I need.
Wow.
Okay. So I don't need to use my fancy second cleanser.
Love that.
And for bookend products, if you don't want to spend your money, you don't have to. Yes. So for like your cleansers and your moisturizers, and you don't need to spend that much on a cleanser now.
Yeah.
You know, this one's only $33.99 and it lasts ages.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay. So then we have a crowd fave. Have you guys tried this AB Lab?
I haven't,
but I want to. Yes. Yeah. You know, I love a cleansing balm.
You do. Okay. This is very popular. Crowd fave in the office. It's got Kakadu plum oil, fruit enzymes, oil derived cleansing agents. A lot of the people in our office love this as kind of an alternative to maybe some of the more expensive cleansing balms we've seen, and does just as much of a stellar job at kind of breaking down makeup similarly to a cleansing oil.
Because something that I learned from Joe coming on and talking about serums was that enzymes as an exfoliator is really good for getting rid of top level surface like stuff, like your makeup, like dirt and oil on the skin. So,
amazing.
So
well, that makes sense.
It's got so many enzymes in it. It's great.
Oh, beautiful texture.
See, I've learned some things, guys.
Yeah, well, now I learned that too. Thank you so much. Well, someone actually wrote, I've tried a few cleansing balms and this is my
favorite by far. It doesn't give me foggy eyes, doesn't irritate unless I wipe too hard and get in my eyes.
That is a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. Yeah. And just in general, a great makeup removal.
Oh, how good.
How good. Okay, this might divide us here today. All right, COSRX Advanced Snail Mucin Power Essence.
Oh, we love snail the mucus. Snail. Not snail mucus, as Hannah.
I called it mucus.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I haven't tried it. I do love it. I actually recently was talking about the cream version, the gel cream version. Yes. So I probably prefer that. But yeah.
So fair.
It's impressive.
I can't really... Look, I've set my boundary, I think. I can't use snail products on my face. That is just so fair.
No.
And I'm so a vegetarian, fair. So I can't ingest any animal products.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even eat eggs unless they're mixed in with something.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, there's something about animal waste.
Excretion.
And product,
yes.
That doesn't sit well with me. But I do know people love this.
Love it.
I'm going to try it.
Okay, let's go.
On the hand.
All right, Hannah's. Swatching.
How did you like that?
Tacky,
that,
sticky.
That sticky residue.
I mean, it just seems like a serum. It doesn't seem like a snail. Yeah.
No. It doesn't smell like a snail.
Yeah.
No. Which is good.
Nice. Smell? Thoughts?
Very inoffensive. No smell.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Look, every piece of feedback you've just given us is so fair, and there will be people out there who agree, and people don't want to put snail excretion on their face, and that's, I respect their decision, but
yeah.
A lot of people do. In fact, I'm the minority. Yeah, yeah, you are the minority. I'm so sorry. But again, fair, we respect your boundaries. There's over 140 five-star reviews on this product.
Yeah, wow.
I have a friend who doesn't work in this industry at all. She works in the medicine field, and this was the first thing she asked me for. In my, like, friends and family staff discount, she can afford anything. She's like, I've heard such good things about this. It's just K-Beauty, as you know, is so good at kind of that surge of hydration. Mm. So if you are dry skin and you don't find it offensive to put this on your face, highly recommend.
You sold me. Oh, I mean, I'm the minority in most animal.
But it's okay not to like it. Like, it is a texture thing too.
It's very much a texture thing. Like, it does come out quite sticky and stretchy, and like I think that texture for me would be the thing that I would have to get over.
Seemed fine
to try and
the
use.
Yeah, seemed alright.
Look, not to completely push you over the fence, but people have said their skin is more plump, hydrated, and glowy.
Mm. Look, I am not actually wearing much makeup in the Northern Territory heat at the moment. I miss it. But I like to live vicariously, so please indulge me with what makeup products everyone's loving.
Okay, so the first cab off the rank, we have to talk about the e.l.f. Cosmetics Halo Glow Filter.
Oh, okay.
Now, we don't want to get anyone in trouble, but hoping you can read between the lines that this is kind of a much more affordable alternative to something very similar that's almost double the price. But especially if you're living in a humid or hot climate, this is quite weightless. So it's called the Glow Filter. And it leaves a beautiful glowy finish. So you still have that glow if maybe the heat or like the cool air is drying out or like making your skin all funny, but it's not too heavy.
Megan, I definitely want to try this.
Yeah, Megan, our content manager, loves this as well. She even uses it as a highlighter. So it does leave your skin like that illuminated look, which is quite beautiful. And this one's only $35.
It's got a doe foot
applicator.
Yes. A super size doe foot.
Yes.
And a very light coverage.
Yeah.
A lit from within.
Lit from within glow. Okay, another kind of, I guess, cheaper alternative for an everyday. You don't want to spend, you have your fancy lip oil. We're not mentioning any names here. And we still love those because they have, active ingredients and, high shine. But NYX Fat Oil is another one doing the rounds on TikTok.
I've heard about this one, yes.
That's kind of like a cheaper alternative. It might not be as potent as the others, but for every day in your handbag, everyday lip gloss, it's so good.
And when you just want the look and you're not necessarily caring too much about like the long-term benefits that you can get from it, but when you just want that glossy...
Exactly.
Oh, it smells like strawberries. It's taken me back to year four when I used to eat my lip smackers.
Oh, lip smackers.
I like the name, Fat Oil.
Yeah. It's nice and juicy for those juicy
No, it's nice, definitely.
And then look, for everyday foundation, I know about you guys, but I have my fancy one that's more expensive. I don't want to be wearing that every day and going through it too quickly. So I need an everyday foundation. At the moment, a lot of people are rediscovering and liking.
I love.
Maybelline Fit Me. Do you love this one?
I love. You're a fan of the matte, aren't you? Are you a fan of the matte?
Is that because you're oilier? Because I've
got oily. And I love the dewy.
The dewy smooth. So yes. We're kind of, people are rediscovering the dewy and smooth, but the OG matte and poreless is good for, yeah, if you have kind of bigger pores, you want to blur those kind of pores. Pores are normal, everyone. Do you use this one every day?
I always come back to it. Like when I run out of a foundation, but I'm like, say, not in a position to buy the one that I use that's quite expensive.
Right.
This is the one that I would go for. Like this is my budget buy for there foundation for yep. sure. And because they have so many shades.
They
as
have
well.
A lot of shades.
Yeah.
A really good shade range. As a olive skin person, I can attest to that. This one's only $21.95. So yeah, it's still got the luminous finish. The dewy one is ideal for normal to dry skin types.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a good everyday budget foundation. And then look, I said in a recent article, yes. if road testing mascaras was an extreme sport, I'd be Max Verstappen because yeah. And I'm sure you guys know, one of the makeup products you never have to spend money on mm-hmm. is mascara. Mm-hmm. The best mascaras are some of the most affordable. Yes. So one of those that I road tested for, I did like a best mascaras for straight lashes mm-hmm. was this Lash Paradise one. And I only tried this yeah. only last year and someone slid in my DMs and was like, girl, how did you just like come across this? I'm like, I'm so sorry.
No, the same. This was one of my products we didn't know we needed. I think I've mentioned it like 3 to 4 times on this podcast since starting yeah. here as a co-host.
Okay.
I am obsessed. And I was saying to Hannah about how with mascaras, I feel like you go through like average one, like fine. And then there'll just be one where you're yeah. like, whoa.
Yes.
And this is for me that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so
I have
good.
A few like those. And if we do a part 2, I'll bring the other one. But for today, this Lash Paradise. So not only do I have zero curl, like they're like A4 pieces of paper, my lashes. They're almost non-existent and they're straight and short. So I've got the holy trinity of shit lashes. Right. So this just gave me so much length.
Yes.
So if you want length, this is the mascara for you. And this one's only $25.
I can see why they brought her on to Sunrise.
Yeah.
Oh, she's such a like a bit of a traveling saleswoman. Everything
you are, said, yeah. I'm like, add really, to cart.
She brings
add to
her
cart.
Box of stuff, and I feel like you've actually sold me.
And that's not even for my skin type. I know. You're like, I want it anyway.
Oh, her A4 lashes.
And you
are
get
now...
Tupperware with it.
No. Can I say with Lash Paradise, what it is for me is I feel like it's got a stretch to it. Like the
yes.
formulation stretches along your lashes, so it builds extra yeah. on the ends without it looking clumpy.
Yes.
And it does
wearing it,
it
today?
Quite quickly. I'm wearing it today. Yes.
I'm wearing the other one today, which I'll leave you guys hanging and talk about next time. But I use this, I rotate between the two.
Yeah.
And it's what you were saying, I think, has a lot to do with the wand
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that fat, bristly wand. Like, I hate comb wands. I just am
yeah.
not a fan.
Okay.
I get That's it for okay. some people, especially when you want the real separation.
Yes.
But for me, a fat wand
That's
is
a fat
crucial.
Wand.
It's
yeah.
a fat wand.
Yeah, like fat oil.
Fat
yeah.
wand. Fat oils, fat wands. That's what we want.
Fat with a pH, though. Okay. I made it weird. I'm so sorry. I'm allowed to say that.
So we can't forget hair care. Do you have any budget hair care picks?
Look, I have a lot and I only chose one and we'll have to save more hair for next time because we're running out of time. But I have to talk about a new brand called Strand. Have you guys heard of this? It's Australian made.
Yes, yeah? I have. And I'm really obsessed with scalp care at the moment.
Yes.
I'm really obsessed with
Same.
It. I'm fascinated by it. And
Same.
That's what they're all about.
They've kind of put their research into it. Have a look at their website. It's really cute. And they're quite affordable. Look, I'm going to be transparent with everyone, be honest and say I'm not getting rid of my Kerastase one, but I rotate highly with this Strand Crown Cleanse Concentrated Anti-Dandruff Prebiotic Shampoo. Now, disclaimer, dandruff is a medical condition. So I can't sit here and say that a shampoo is going to eradicate your dandruff, but I personally, as someone who has a very flaky scalp, like to use targeted shampoos and conditioners for dandruff. It kind of has like a pepperminty smell, nothing too offensive.
That. It's also pretty.
And it's cool packaging. It's only like $20, I think. So drugstore price.
Very pepperminty.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
but not offensive.
Quite soothing.
It's got like supporting ingredients like jojoba oil and that kind of thing. So it shouldn't be too, you know, aggressive. And a lot of people are actually loving their scalp little massager, including Joe.
Yes. Scalp
yeah.
massage is the other thing. Oh, I'm just so fascinated by scalp
yeah.
health. I just think for so long we were just treating like
yes.
hair that's already grown out of your head, which is obviously like kind of dead.
Yes.
And not thinking about where it's actually growing from. So.
Yeah. And it's so true. A lot of people don't realize that healthy hair starts at your scalp, you know, and there's so many good scalp products out there. So, but yeah, just for shampoo, that one's been really great. So yeah.
Oh, so that good.
Sounds lovely too.
And I think we're going to ask in terms of budget, do you have a PWDKWN that's budget friendly?
I do. So the Laneige Cream Skin Serapeptide, have you guys tried this?
I haven't, milky? But you know what? Serapeptide, you've got me because I'm saying ceramides and peptides, two of my favorite things.
I know. I feel like ceramides and peptides are having their well-deserved moment in the spotlight, you know? But this is like great for sensitive skin. My cousin's girlfriend in the UK was like, can you get me this and send it over? Because I had a breakout and I've been loving this. Another crowd favorite in the ABU office. It's just good to like, kind of like a toner moisturizer in one essence, but you don't need to double up. So have a swatch.
Oh, it's like a very, very light moisturizer.
Yeah. I think if you have dry skin, you'll
and
love
no
that.
No scent, which I love.
Oh, you're a no scent girl.
Yeah. Because I, again, like I find, look, there's this contention about whether fragrance in products exacerbate sensitive skin issues or not.
And it
but
can.
For me, I think that it does.
Yeah. It
and
can.
So I love a skincare product that doesn't have fragrance.
Yeah.
So that feels great.
Love the packaging.
Yeah. Love it.
So they trademarked Serapeptide.
Good on them. Good on them because they got me.
They got me too.
Oh, thanks so much for coming on, Sidaf. I love that. It's so nice to like have a bunch of products that, you can just quickly add to cart and give a whirl and won't break the bank. Exactly.
Yay. Thanks for having me, guys.
What is your PWDKWN today?
I've got a great one today. So I feel like my reputation on this podcast is slowly becoming like chaotic girl at party who you really don't want to run into.
At the bathroom. In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. And I'm just going to keep going with that right now because my suggestion today is a lipstick that a girl I met in a bathroom told me about. Okay. So I was at this wedding. And there was this girl wearing this incredible matte red lipstick, like looked amazing, like Taylor Swift level amazing looking, like perfect application, no smudges, no little gaps. And I was like, what is that lipstick? And she pulls it out of her bag, of course, as we do, as the girlies do. And she said, it's the Maybelline. She said, it's this one. And I wrote it down and like, you know, in my like three champagnes deep chaos, I've just written Maybelline, Superstay, and then Dancer. And thankfully, I could figure out what that meant in the morning because Maybelline is Maybelline and you always know. Mm-hmm. So I just chucked that into Google. It was the Maybelline Superstay Matte Ink Liquid Lipstick. The specific color she was wearing, Dancer, is actually the City Edition, which was like a limited edition that we don't have on site, but the actual product we have on site. And it's not so much about the color. It was about the formulation. So she was like, it's amazing, you know, it stays all day. And then she literally wiped her hand across her mouth.
I can't believe that.
I know.
That is brave.
I know.
At
a
wedding.
She didn't kiss. She didn't tap it and show me her finger.
She
full on wiped her mouth and nothing came off.
That's like, crazy.
It was wild. And it didn't look dry or cakey as some matte lipsticks do. It looked lush. And yet didn't transfer. I don't know what kind of magic is going on here, but the color that I would suggest that looks similar to the one she was wearing, but is in the just everyday range is called Pioneer. And it's a beautiful punchy blue red, very Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's out there looking for a long lasting matte lipstick, I have the hot tip. It's Maybelline Superstay Matte Ink for sure.
What's the price point on this one?
$21.95, babes.
That's good.
Totally fine. 0.75 pizzas.
So my product today is, you won't believe this, I have never tried Cicaplast.
What?
B5. So we had our podcast shoot yesterday.
Yes.
And I was looking in the mirror the other day. I totally effed my barrier. I mean, it's just the amount of products that you try. Sometimes you just overdo it. Mm. If I look really close, you know, on a like world map and like it's the mountainous areas on like a globe.
That is so specific. And yet I know exactly
you know what I'm talking
what
about.
I know
there's
exactly
those 3D globes with the mountainous areas. Yes. So that's what my skin looks like when I impair my barrier. Yeah. And I look really closely and I've got like mountains,
little mountains
on the forehead and then around my nose and my cheeks. And we had this shoot coming up and I was like, damn it, what have I done to my skin? And I remembered Cicaplast B5, but I actually got the sheet mask. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to fake tan, which I did a 1 hour tan and then I washed it off and then I did it again because it wasn't tanned enough. And then and then after that, I was like getting ready to sleep. We had to get up really, I had to be up really early for the shoot, and which, you know, I'm not good at. And so before bed, I put on the sheet mask.
It was a little bit pricier than I would usually pay for a sheet mask. There was a lot of serum in there, a lot. Like I did the sheet mask and then I poured the rest of the serum out, put the rest on my face and then all over my chest. And honestly, it would have gone down my arms.
Like there that's was how so much there was. Of, like
I could have coated my whole body. It contains panthenol, which is vitamin B5. And this sheet mask is if you've had like a procedure, so you've had needling or you've had some sort of in-clinic procedure, you can use this after. It's also suitable if you've got sensitive skin, dry skin, dehydrated skin. The thing about it is it's really soothing. So I needed something that would like really soothe my skin so that my skin looked good the next day when we were getting the makeup done. Well, you saw me yesterday. Mm. I think my skin actually really did a bit of a 180.
Yeah.
It really did soothe. It was less red. I mean, that may have been the tan as well, but it was less red. I found that like the skin irritation had really calmed down. So, and that's probably why this sheet mask is so good for treatments. It will really soothe the skin after you've sort of overdone the actives or you've had some sort of like intense skin treatment. So I'm no longer a Cicaplast virgin.
I feel like you've tried one Cicaplast product.
One Cicaplast product.
And you don't have little mountains on your face anymore.
No, I feel like it's looking all right.
Yeah. But I mean, this is the reason people love Cicaplast is because it has such fast results. Like every time I have used Cicaplast Balm V5, if my skin is angry, it is significantly less angry within like a 24-hour period. It doesn't necessarily heal it completely and it still like takes cell turnover to like, you know, totally revive itself. But there's like that top layer, that surface layer irritation is significantly reduced.
Yeah, so it's got a lot of 5-star reviews on the Adore website, like a lot. People are obsessed. So speaking about lipsticks, I have brought in, we're recording in the studio, so I brought in some show and tell.
Yay.
Firstly, so I brought lipsticks in. These are
all the same color.
This is my MAC collection of lipsticks.
I cannot explain to you how that is just like a very slight variation on dusty pink lipstick.
That they are all slightly different, but at the same time, they do look really similar.
Like lined up, I'm like, you just went into a counter and you were like, all of the same color. Thank you.
So the other night I was cleaning out my makeup because I keep mascaras for like a year and then I pull it out and I'm like, oh, this is dried out in the bin. Something I never do is throw out lipsticks.
I'm the same. No, I'm the same. Never throw them out. I never think to throw them out.
So unfortunately, I did throw out the stinkiest lipstick, but my mum was there and I said, can you smell these lipstick? Are these okay? And my mum was like, oh, they're fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but as we know, mums
never throw anything out. So I think I've had some of these, I would say 4 years.
Okay.
Maybe 5 years.
Okay.
And some of them probably not as long.
Yeah.
They've just sat there. I haven't used them. Probably. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Because the sixth lipstick in this collection is called MAC Half and Half. Mm-hmm. And that's my favorite color.
Yeah.
So I don't use any of these other colors.
It was like you were searching for that one.
Yeah. Like I tried everything and then I found Half and Half and that was the one.
Yes.
And so these ones didn't get used.
Okay. So for everyone that's listening, we've got sort of like, they don't look super used. So a couple of them look more used than others.
It's like velvet, I can tell the ones that you, teddy,
yeah.
The usuals, whirl, kind of sexy, have you cherish, got faux in there? And faux.
Yeah.
Which one's velvet teddy?
Middle.
No.
Oh. Okay, wait. Whoa. That's really thrown me. Okay, the one on the very end here.
No.
Second from the left.
Yep, that's velvet teddy. Okay,
well, that's really weird because that middle one looked like velvet teddy.
It does.
What is that one?
That's whirl.
Is it?
Yeah.
Actually, Whirl was always the one that when Velvet Teddy sold out because Kylie Jenner sold it out, everyone was like, go get Whirl because it's very similar.
So do you want to smell?
Yes.
Firstly,
I will.
Cass, our producer, we were trying to figure out, she said that the smell is Play-Doh and then I Googled it and it's actually crayon is the smell.
So it smells like crayon when it's off. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I think, that's when it like is expired.
What does it I just don't even think I've ever smelled my lipstick in an intentional way. Like, what does it smell like when it's not off?
I think lipsticks usually just smell not like lipstick.
Like nothing.
Not crayon.
Okay, like not like crayon is the baseline. Basically
not an intense crayon smell.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start with one you've used the most of, which is Cherish Satin Lipstick. It's a lovely nude. Okay. That's very crayon.
Okay. So bin.
I think bin for that. Okay.
We've got kind of sexy matte lipstick. Less crayon-y.
That's all right.
Oh, it's, I think you're all right with that one. I think you can keep it. What do you think?
I reckon that's lipstick smell.
That's lipstick smell? Okay. Okay, we've got Velvet Teddy, which is your second most used. It's also got like smudges of stuff around it. So amazing. Oh, fine.
Oh, okay.
Velvet Teddy is okay. We're okay on the Velvet Teddy. And our last one we've got is Faux. Let's see how old Faux is. I think Faux might be okay, but I also don't know if I've smelled so much that now I can't even smell anymore. That I think you've only had one off lipstick.
Okay, let's smell. I'm just going to re-smell that, compare that.
I think that first one really smells like crayon.
Yep. Oh.
It's giving extreme crayon.
Yep. You want to give that to my little niece? She can draw with it.
Oh, my God. I thought you were like, I'm just going to give it to my niece. No, she can get draw. Like lip infections from it. That's fine. It,
like a crayon.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, this is your reminder to go home and smell all smell your lipsticks. But thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week.
Thanks everyone for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends. It helps other people to discover us, and we'd love to know what you thought about this podcast. So if you could leave us a review, that would be much appreciated.